Hey, it's Kathy. I'm so excited because, drumroll please, doors are officially open to my program, The Abundance Method. I have been wanting to put this program out in the world for 2.5 years. I've been working on it behind the scenes, and this is my signature program. This is the program that is going to teach you the method, the framework for how to become a master manifestor in your life. Why is that? Because everything is vibration. We live in a world that is atomic. That means the world is made of atoms, which is energy. 99.9% of every atom is energy and less than 1% particle. So in order for us to manifest in our life, we need to become the highest vibe possible and to sustain that. This program is going to show you how to meditate and how to set your day on the right track so that you have a practice that can help you project your amazing energy into the world, which will bend the 3D, which will help you manifest in ways that you won't even believe. This is a transformative live 10-week program. It is designed to help you on this journey of spiritual awakening. It's going to give you tons of tools. I'm going to show you how to change your energy, master the manifestation once and for all. This is the first program of its kind. We're actually trademarking all of this framework because it is something that is so unique, and I think you're going to be so excited about learning it. Also, there are some bonuses right now. If you sign up before May 10th, you'll be getting a physical abundance box. Plus, you're going to get an exclusive podcast so that you can be listening to this program. If you can't make the live Zoom calls, we can give it to you on a track so that you can be listening to it like you do a podcast. Also, you're going to get a pack of 10 meditations from me. And you're going to be getting a training that I just gave, a workshop called Permission to Be Rich, one of the best workshops I've ever done, which you will love. And there is a platinum level to this program. If you choose the platinum level, not only do you get extra coaching calls with me, you also get extra mentor support, but this is really cool. You also get a retreat included. My retreats are normally $3,000. You will get the retreat for free included. Plus, you will get a front row seat at that retreat because you will be on the platinum VIP track at the retreat. All of this is here for you. I'd love to see you in this program. I want to see you tapping in, turning on to that electricity within you so that you can find your way to the life that you were born to manifest for yourself. You can join us now at kathyhower.com/join. I cannot wait. Get on in there. See what all the excitement is about. It's going to be so much fun. Hey guys, it's Kathy. I just want to share an extra mini episode with you every single week because I want to be there for you. I want to be there to encourage you. I want to be there to help you see things in a way that just feels like it's doable, like you are so much closer than you really think. And I want to show you what's possible. So here's one of our minisodes. I hope you like it. Take a listen. So one of the things to understand is that the reality that we believe that we're observing, we are creating. So you might want to write that down. The reality that I believe I'm observing, I am creating. You go first. The universe responds. There is an absolute broadcast system, right? There's a boomerang. There's a tuning fork. You offer a certain vibration and you coast there. And nobody else is going to vibrate for you. No one's going to focus for you. No one's going to perceive for you. Is that true? No one else is going to perceive reality for you. So no one else is in charge, right? So how we perceive, how we focus, how we hold ourselves in steady vibrational harmony, we create our reality from this force. Are you with me? All right. So the good news is that we 100% can easily and fully steer that, can't we? And so if thoughts become things, if vibration is met as a state of complet, right? Like that is just the way the law of the universe works. Why would we ever want to focus and want to stick our nose in places it doesn't belong? Yes or no? Right? Get out of people's business. Get out of there. This isn't your place, right? Focus equals feeling. Your vibration comes from your focus, and your vibration turns to thoughts, and those thoughts are going to turn to things. Now, how often are you focusing
And about 8 seconds later, you got 16 things coming and muddling up your focus. Right. So that's where we're going to feel how. What's the how? How do I do this? How do I do this? Right? You're just up against your resistance there. You are up against your resistance. During the meditation, I shared that little rant where I said, you know, the dolphins swimming and Stevie Wonder singing. And I shared that because we were just in South Carolina and we were swimming and boating and tubing with dolphins. We had a few days in the water and they are so majestic. It is so exquisite. It is so, you want to like whisper when you're sitting there watching them dance together. They dance in groups together. It's just so absolute beauty. It's just absolute. Clear signal, stunning, and it requires no effort. It requires no effort from them. Why? Because they're just doing their assignment. They're just in flow, right? They move, the water moves. The water moves, they move. They're just in a dance. Simple. Because they're not up against an ego that says, well, who are you to swim like that? And who are you to look this beautiful? And who are you to take up so much of this space and enjoy so much of this water? And who are you to show all of the other dolphins and the creatures in the ocean that you are just so gorgeous? Nah. Just willing to raise the hand to be the pen and let God be the author. Like, oh, this is simple. If we were each in an orchestra and one of us was a trombone and one of us is a triangle and one of us is the drums and one of us is a keyboard and one of us is all right. Just play your instrument. Like we're listening to Stevie Wonder on the way home. And as beautiful and amazing as it is, right? My Cherie Moore. I mean, literally every song, you're just like, wow. Like, who, how can you create this kind of melody with that kind of vibe over and over, like one song and then another song, right? And we listen to Bob Dylan. We're listening to all this music and we're just like, whoa, you know, it's just wow, right? And then you think of history and all of the instruments in the orchestra that played their notes. And this is another being willing to raise their hand to play their note. That's it, right? And how much resistance and hemming and hawing and overthinking do so many of these instruments in the orchestra do? Who would I be? It's like, what does that even mean? Just sing your song. Just play your notes, right? The orchestra needs you to do that. Like, let it flow through you, right? Marianne Williamson said, the house is already wired for electricity, right? Just plug it in. There's Wi-Fi all around us, right? There's energy all around us. There's abundance all around us in every form. Yeah. So what's the sponsoring emotional feeling behind abundance? Because so many of you I wrote down what you were writing down. I want 150K months. I want 84,000K months. I want this. I want that. What's the sponsoring emotional vibration to that? It's wholeness, it's expansion, it's freedom, right? It's, And I was in my meditation just the other day. I think it was yesterday's meditation. You know, I meditate every day. And sometimes I get these images and sometimes I get like, you know, a biblical story will pop in my mind, a message. And I heard this message, which I don't know how many of you, you know, there's so many different beautiful traditions and teachings. One teaching, right, from the Old Testament is the moment when Moses, who remembers this, hits the rock. Do you guys remember this moment? So God says, speak to the rock and the water will come. And Moses hits the rock. And this is like a big deal, right? This is like, whoa. Like at this point, Moses is told, like, you're not going into the promised land. That's like big. It's like major stuff. And it's like, why? Why? So tell me in the chat, Like, what's the big hiccup? What happened there? Why is that such a big, big deal? And it just came to me, like, I wasn't thinking about it, right? It just all of a sudden, I heard in my meditation, just remember, don't hit the rock. Like, you don't have to hit the rock. Why? What does it mean? And I think my thought here, and why I feel like that, I just heard that insight, is how often in our lives do we sort of feel this need to muscle it and like, we're going to hit the rock, right? We're going to get out there. And it's like, no, it's the opposite, right? Allowing means you're not hitting the rock. It means it was always right there. It's so much easier than the ego wants it to be, right? And so just letting ourselves enjoy it, that's the complete opposite. It's like, here you have, right, this being that was so connected to so much, right? Other dimensions that we can't see with our eyes. And it's like in that moment, right, it was a losing sight of all that's needed, right? Don't need to hit the rock. So we get caught, we know we get caught in this three-dimensional realm and things look very separate. And we co-sign a lot of scarcity and we co-sign a lot that we have to do. And we feel like there's a lot on us to figure out. When thoughts become things, wouldn't it be cooler to have the thought that just by feeling and holding your vibration there, that's your heavy lifting? And from that place of a steady vibration, the synchronicity will blow your mind. The mystical experiences will be beyond what you could have predicted, because your mind is an artifact that holds the past. So why would you think that from where you have been, you could decide what the steps are to where you are going? When maybe by allowing yourself to start to think clearly, oh, so by me tuning in to this vibe, I will allow in all the magic to come right to me, to find me here, right? And when I move in that way, just like the dolphins do what they're supposed to do, I will make room for more of that to be born inside of everything around me, right? That will be the gift that I offer.
I hope you got something out of that. If you like these minisodes, then please share it with someone you know who needs to hear it. And if you post about this episode on Instagram, you can tag me at Kathy.Heller, because I always love reposting. I love you so much. I'll talk to you again soon.